Now, CNN's John King usually spends election night at the Magic Wall, a dynamic digital screen where exit polls and ballot counts are automated as the night goes on. It's kind of a fancy 21st century tally board. And we talked to him about it, and King told us that his mantra for November 3rd is...
Don't let your tongue get out ahead of your brain. Because you get excited. You get excited when you see things. There's also an enormous amount of adrenaline and excitement and intensity on election nights. And you can get caught up in the race.
This is not the way this was mapped out.
Trump is ahead by 85,000
85,000 votes, you're up to 77% of the vote counted.
Now it's 89,000.
Our business sometimes gets a little silly. It's great to be first. As a breaking news reporter, especially when I was younger, you know, I made some early breaks in my career by breaking news. It's great to be first, but you would much rather be second than wrong. You know, we're in a competitive business. So I think part of it is just setting that aside.
We think we've got a good chance in Missouri where the vote is
Senator
very
Daschle,
heavy all
I'm
day
gonna,
long.
If you don't mind, I'm going to interrupt because we do have a call to make. CNN says that the state of New Mexico goes into the corner.
I think you always learn lessons, right? This is my ninth presidential election, and every time you come at it, learning lessons. And one of the biggest lessons I took away from 2000 was just take a breath.
The situation here on the ground in Florida is not certain yet. The vice president, after all the networks called the state of Florida, thought it was right the right thing to do to call Governor Bush and concede, and we're told he did so. Now backstage here, he is rewriting his speech. And we're told he will give up.
I remember early on election night on 2016, and I had a son of a friend of mine who was a Democratic volunteer in Florida call me and say, we are bleeped. I'm not going to use the word. It's not family friendly because they were seeing this rush of Trump voters in this particular precinct in Pinellas County. And so then I started watching it.
If Donald Trump ekes out a victory, he may have his performance right here in the Tampa-St. Pete area. Why do I say that? Let me pull it out and look at it. Let's take the lines away so it's not confusing. Hillsborough County.
The Magic Wall is a fantastic tool to help to take people places in the country maybe they've never been, and then to help them do the math and to show them historically, this is why this is different. Look how it happened when this guy won. Look how it's happening now. That's why it's different. But we are going to have to be very careful. We're either not going to know or we're not going to be certain how many votes are still in a box somewhere, still to be counted. So we should know those numbers statewide. To the degree we can, we should try to get them on the county level. And so I'm rambling a bit because I love the Magic Wall and its great historical perspective for me because it can help me. I learn from it on election nights.
Let's go back in time. I just want to look at some of these rural counties up top here. There's some small counties up here. You're looking, again, let's go back. This is the race before. You're going.
I just have to remember this time that it's only a slice, that it's not what it was 4 years ago or 8 years ago because this is a different election. Here's where we are now. You know, I could sit here and puff my chest up and say, this is my ninth presidential election. I've done this so many times. Okay. Some of that experience will be helpful on election night and in the days after, which I suspect will be in the days after counting votes. Some of it will be absolutely useless. And I think you have to be humble enough and open-minded enough to realize the coronavirus pandemic, the explosion in mail-in voting, the different rules in different states, the uniqueness of Trump and his attack on the credibility and legitimacy of the process. We all just need to step back, take a breath, be careful. But it is a distinct possibility, and maybe we will know that day, it is actually a probability or a likelihood, that we're not going to be able to call winners in a number of states tonight because the election looks like it's going to be close, and we know there are millions of ballots still to be counted. This is a fantastic experiment we're going through. It's a fantastic play. Let's not try to write the final chapter when we're in an early chapter. Let's just let the book play out, let the math play out. It'll still be a fantastic story. We don't need to try to get to the end before we're ready to get to the end. Let's just count votes, and whether that's Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Thursday or Friday, we're about to find out.
John King is chief national correspondent and anchor of Inside Politics at CNN. He will be at the Magic Wall on November 3rd.